The new head of the YWCA of McLean County takes over an organization that has a larger role in social justice nowadays than it did in recent years. Liz German has been with the YWCA since 2007, but more in administrative capacity, delivering services to clients. German tells Eric Stock she's adjusting to filling a more public role in the organization and figuring out what that will look like for her.
It is eye-opening to learn different aspects of this role versus my previous role, so working a little more with the community than I did in previous roles, so meeting some new people and making some new partnerships.
So you served as a vice president of operations for YWCA?
Correct.
And so working on the operational side, sort of the service side, you're replacing Dante Latson, who was very heavily involved in social justice issues. Do you plan to be as involved in that kind of, say, community activism in the future, or do you see the role differently?
I see it as pretty fluid. So I think there will be times when we are involved in social justice issues, and that is overall a part of our mission and a driving force of our mission. We also have a lot of different programming and things on the ground that we can do that might not be quite as it might not gather quite as much attention, but they are key elements to furthering the mission of eliminating racism and empowering women. So, you know, there's two sides of that coin, and I think both are important at different times.
What kind of impact do you feel that it had taking it in that direction more? Did that impact fundraising, lining up community partners in any way?
I mean, there were some conversations. Sure, it brings things to people's attention that maybe we don't always have to think about. The good thing that I saw was you saw a lot of people step up and really be interested in topics that perhaps we weren't talking about before. So I think that's been a good introduction to some of our other programs. For example, we've been doing some different poverty simulations and different trainings with different groups in town. And I think those are the kinds of things that some of our work in the past led to that furthers the conversation. It puts everybody kind of on an even playing field as far as going into issues and kind of understanding them a little bit better. So we've been able to use any sort of perhaps negativity, I think, to an awareness piece, which is always beneficial.
So you feel that it did simply raise the profile of the YWCA and its causes, if nothing else?
Correct. Yeah.
So was there concern, was there pushback that sometimes you're wading into political waters when you do that? Was there any sort of backlash in any dimension that the YWCA had to deal with as a consequence?
Sometimes it can be a little unnerving and scary to talk about certain things, but I think what's important that we always brought it back to is how does this affect people and how does it affect clients? And so we don't get so much into the actual politics of it, but if something promotes women and children and families or people of color, we are definitely going to stand for that and advocate for it. Not so much individual politicians, but we are going to cover those issues.
So you step into the role as president of YWCA, as you said, of an organization that you've been with for 12 years already. So what are the largest community needs that you feel the YWCA needs to address?
Oh, that's a big topic. So I definitely think there's an opportunity for a lot of things in the community, one being kind of a more holistic view of families and what they're going through. So, for example, we have a program that's based on education, and we really try to look at each family holistically and see what other needs they might have besides just childcare, which is something that the schools try to do and other human service agencies. And so I think when you look at families and how to make them most successful, bring people out of poverty, give them affordable housing, give them the tools to really have a quality life, you see other issues that maybe the community is facing change as well. So,
And what age groups are you talking about?
So we serve children 6 weeks to 12 years old. And we have different programs, full-time, part-time education programs. We also go into the schools through our rape crisis program, and we teach about things like healthy relationships, consent, boundaries. And like I said, we do some different things like poverty simulations, different forms of oppression training. So all of those tools really help all of us in the community, and definitely service providers or just independent citizens, really view people as a little more complex, a little less one-dimensional, which I think helps all of our quality of life. We're a stronger, better community if we're all talking about those things and thinking about others.
How do you plan to build on that, on what the YWCA has been doing, or ways to expand it or look at it differently?
Yeah, we're really excited to do more and more of that. We call it mission training, but really it's looking at humans as complex beings and how we interact with each other. And we're going to put some planning and resources behind our various trainings. And we're also kind of getting feedback from other community partners. We've had schools and different businesses reach out and be interested in it because of what's going on politically in our world. And so it's a good opportunity for us to then take advantage of that and be out there talking about it.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Liz German, who's the new president and CEO of YWCA of McLean County, talking about goals for the future as you step into the new role. So youth development, and as one of the missions, the Labyrinth program that the YWCA has been partnering with for the last number of years to help reintegrate women who've been incarcerated back into the community. How are you looking to build on that?
Sure. So we've gotten a lot of feedback, you know, as the economic climate of Bloomington Normal has changed. We get feedback from employers and businesses who are seeking different employees, and they've really been very receptive to hiring our Labyrinth clients. And we've been interested in getting their feedback and then expanding and adapting our programs and our professional development that we offer them based on what they're saying. The different employers are saying they need. So we are excited to continue that work. And it's a good opportunity, I think, as people are looking for employees to be open and a little less concerned about background, because we are giving them the skills they need, good quality employees down the line. And so it gives our ladies a second chance.
How has that conversation changed since this started to where these employers are overcoming that initial apprehension? Well, I'm not going to hire someone who has that background. How do you get them past that?
You know, I think business needs have driven some of it. So as businesses struggle to hire, they're more open to the kind of thinking about things differently, but also having those conversations with individual employers and reminding them that, you know, people can be incarcerated for a variety of reasons, and somebody might have a stereotype out there of what somebody who was incarcerated is in for, or did, or what the situations are. And the more you get to know individuals on a human level, you see that, you know, one wrong choice or one very unique circumstance does not define what might be a great employee. And so it is individual conversations, it's building those relationships, and just sharing about the program and our clients.
And how are you able to get them not only into a job that pays simply pays the bills, and into a job that could set them on a career path?
I think it is really figuring out what the woman is interested in, and then giving her access to those skills. So we've worked with several community partners in town, Heartland Community College, the Bloomington Public Library, and figuring out what the woman's career path would be if this had not happened, and then going down the track of helping them get those skills. Because there are a lot of great programs in town, but oftentimes our women might be a little apprehensive or nervous about how somebody might receive them. So we can really be a bridge to maybe a service that is already out there and making sure the woman feels comfortable getting that additional training and going down that path.
And many service organizations across the state have taken a big hit in state funding in recent years, though that has rebounded to some degree, but we had nearly 2 years without a full state budget. We were told at the time that these impacts would be long-lasting. So to what extent has the YWCA situation financially stabilized?
So day-to-day, we're obviously in a much better place than where we were during the budget impasse, but it does take several years to rebound. We went through several years of having a deficit budget, and you don't just come back from that overnight. So we have looked to various different sources of funding. You know, we really have to consider when we're working with the state what the contracts look like, and that's something we advocate for, you know, making sure that the state offers fair contracts and understands the ramifications of if a contract doesn't quite have the right rates, so that we can actually pay our employees a good living wage to provide services. So it definitely makes us a little more apprehensive to, you know, we're not going to be in a position ever where we fully rely on the state, nor should we be for business purposes. But it's we've been thinking creatively about it and trying to do some workarounds. But yeah, I think it'll take years to fully rebound. There were services provided that we will never see revenue from and that we just absorb the cost of because it was important that we provide services for our clients, and we weren't willing to cut those. So such as the Stepping Stones program, which is the rape crisis program, we went a few months I believe 6 or 7 months with no payment on that contract. But we did not ever close down our hotline or counseling services, medical legal advocacy, any of that. Obviously, those situations are really delicate, and we would never want to be in a position where we couldn't offer somebody that service.
How much of your budget comes from the state, and has that changed since this budget crisis the state had that has perhaps caused you to rely on the state less?
Sure. It definitely has changed. We had a couple programs that shifted in 2017, and one was home care services, which was fully funded by the state. It was a state reimbursement program. So that was a pretty significant part of our budget. It was probably 20% of our budget. So that changed. We are still working with the state through childcare and the Rape Crisis Center and those things. So I would say a little over half of our budget is based on state reimbursement. But I can remember times maybe several years ago where that percentage was much, much higher. And so we have really tried to shift it to be more balanced. We know that the economy can change at any time, and we want to make sure that we're stable.
And so where does that come from then to sort of backfill and be less reliant?
Sure. So we've gotten, like I said, the federal grant was really, really helpful, a new source of funding. We have another program, RSVP, that is federally funded through Senior Corps, a volunteer placement program. And then we also have been very creative. We have an amazing staff. I could talk about them all day. Amazing grant writer. We've been really creative in working with different agencies and partnering in different ways so that, you know, we could all provide services and share the cost. So it's been a labor of love to get that budget kind of back where it needs to be.
That is new YWCA President and CEO Liz German with Eric Stock. German says human service organizations have had to get creative to fund programs by seeking more private grants and working with other agencies to share expenses. The YWCA has 50 full-time employees, about 70 part-time workers. It has an annual budget of about $3.5 million.